The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Chewy is very concerned for my health if I choose to eat that hot dog, if I eat the hot dog that was in my purse from the movie last night. I didn't know it was there until I opened up my purse this morning, grabbing some chapstick. Oh, what did I find? Hot dog. Purse hot dog.
What a great surprise, by
no
the way.
Big deal.
So you bought the hot dogs, obviously a handful of them, and you put them in your purse?
Well, yeah, because I was carrying, you know, like a popcorn and a soda, and so the purse was good for carrying the hot dogs. And then I handed them out, and one of my children did not want a hot dog, so I just stuck it back in my purse. I forgot it was there till this morning when I went looking for chapstick. And I realized I still had a hot dog in my bag. Now, I was going to eat it, but Chewy is now making me second guess, question that decision.
Oh, my God, just eat the hot dog. It's fine. Listen, if I can be an official voice of anything in the world, I think it's this. This is it. This is only it.
Well, then you eat it.
I said I would eat it if she wasn't going to eat it, but I think Jen, as the one who pulled it out of her purse, has to eat it. I will eat it in a heartbeat. No
problem.
You're
not concerned at all about what else is in my purse.
I am,
just in
general.
Is there a diaper? Then definitely don't eat it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm concerned, but.
And you think that that's a far-fetched idea, but I actually have pulled a pee-pee diaper out of my giant bag before, so.
Can you eat a hot dog with no condiments?
Yes, can you?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. If it's a good enough hot dog, I'll tell you what. Hot dogs, they stand up without condiments. They're just better with condiments.
Do you have ketchup?
We allow ketchup.
You can't put ketchup on a hot dog.
We allow it. We don't put it ourselves. We allow it. No, you know what? Here's the thing, though. Like, ketchup and just plain old ketchup and mustard, fine. Perfectly fine as a hot dog.
Do you think they had hot dogs up in Door County this weekend when the Packers players were hanging out?
Guaranteed.
Jordan Love and A.J. Dillon and Christian Watson.
Big hot dog guy.
And we assumed Jonathan Owens was there because Simone Biles was there, because we saw Simone Biles and Christian Watson racing each other on the beach. Now, Christian Watson won that one. I'm pretty sure Christian Watson's legs are as tall as Simone Biles. So it did feel a little bit like a lopsided race. In any case, Chew, can you take anything away from that? We asked Jason Wilde that earlier this morning. Do you like that these young guys are hanging out?
Yeah.
They got a weekend off and they decide to get together?
I love it. I think, and I said this pretty soon after Rodgers left, I think they're going to go back to having fun. And I just go back to my early years with Brett and Frank, you know, we were always together. Always together. And you bond. I mean, it's just not a ton of football information that's being shared when you're slamming beers. But you get to know one another, you know. I think it's a good thing. I think it's a real good thing.
So Jason was talking about how he put out an article and Rob Domofsky put out an article, because they obviously talked to a bunch of the guys in the locker room about the transition from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love. And of course, you know, put this in the category. Of course, it's going to be an easier transition. Of course, they are going to mesh better, I believe is the word that Rob Domofsky used, with a guy who's closer to their age. That to me just makes sense.
Total sense.
So
I don't think it'll be as clicky, you know? I mean, because a lot of the older guys are gone. You still got Bakhtiari. Who else is old on that team?
That's
nobody?
Pretty much it. Isn't that pretty much it, Ashy? The only old guy on the team is David Bakhtiari. I mean, Mercedes Lewis was in that clique. He's gone.
What do you consider old? Like, do you consider
30s, well, who, early 30s?
Like Aaron Jones, he's a veteran, but he's not old.
Yeah,
he's just been there a while.
I see him as more young, which maybe that's an error on
Preston
my part.
Preston Smith has been around for a while in the league now. He's 7-8 years
old. But he's also on the defensive side of the ball as opposed to offensive side. I think, like, when you talk about the Rodgers clique,
I mean, those guys are all gone. It's just Bakhtiari, yeah. That's it. That's the guy who's left. And even he doesn't really want to be there, it sounds like.
You think he could retire? That's got to be weird, being the only guy in there.
Well, Favre used to talk about that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. I mean, it's different. To me, it was just like Aaron had his clique of guys and no one else was. Back in the day when me, Brett, and Frank got older, we'd go over to Brett's house and whoever wanted to come on over. Some guys, the young guys, would pop in for a little while. Just seemed to me like that click with Rodgers, Bakhtiari, Cobb, although you couldn't pierce it, you know? It's like, you guys go do something else.
It's kind of like if you're at a party and like the party has split off into groups and now you're at the party. So you're already in the door. But it's a little intimidating to walk up to some of the groups, right?
Yeah.
For most people, not me. I'll walk up to anybody. Really, I will. I'll walk up to anybody out there. Have a conversation. At least try to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did that at the Emmys. I'll tell you guys that. I walked up to a group of people just to say hello. Got the stink eye real bad from one of the other women. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to say.
All right, so we got a guess now.
I'll say it off the air. It was a lady.
You should say it off the air after the show when we don't have a show the next day for him.
Yeah.
So he'll forget. That's the best
case.
Which
is part of the reason Ashley didn't tell us he was dating anyone if we want to get really in the weeds here.
I did tell them, like,
who is the biggest beloche at ESPN?
Not ESPN. Look, you know, this is what he's doing. He's getting hints. Yeah. This is what he does. He gets. Anyway, the point is, I think it would
that.
Be intimidating for some of those guys to walk up to Rodgers. And again, Jason mentioned it when we were talking to him earlier this morning. That's a lack of self-awareness on Rodgers' part to think that there wouldn't be an intimidation factor. But also to Jason's point, it doesn't matter a hill of beans if Jordan Love can't sling the bean. Doesn't matter at all if he can't throw, if he can't make the plays, make the reads, all of that stuff, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's good that you have chemistry, and maybe if things are going to devolve, right? Down spiral. Maybe they don't devolve or down spiral as quickly because y'all like each other. But if you're stink, there are going to be problems. There's going to be conflict. No matter how many times you hung out in Door County over the summer.
Well, they're going to go back to, the coaches are going to go back to coaching. You know what I'm saying? Because Jordan Love probably doesn't have the answers for the receivers out there. He may have some, but he's not going to have all, you know? The coaches are going to have to step in and say, no, 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 no. This is how we want it done here. It's what Mike did with Brett early on. You know, he had a little bit of a leash, but for the most part, it was done Holmgren's way. And there was no diverting from that. We did sometimes, he called drawing it up in the dirt. The only time we didn't get yelled at for drawing it up in the dirt is when it worked. And then we get screamed at if it didn't.
So this to me, too, is like the err on the side of caution thing. I don't know how much it's going to matter that Jordan Love and A.J. Dillon and Christian Watson and Jonathan Owens, and maybe there were other people there. Those are the only ones I could pick out of the videos and the occasional pictures that were. Right. There was a picture of somebody sleeping in a hammock. I think it was Christian Watson. You guys saw that one. And I think it was A.J. Dillon and Jordan Love who were kind of joking around with him.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe even doing the hand in the cold water thing. I don't know. The things you used to do at the slumber parties.
Yeah.
Right? Make him pee himself.
You know what he's probably going to get yelled at?
Who?
Watson?
What, for running on the beach?
Yeah.
That's distinctly possible.
Am I right?
I mean, I guess it's possible. But what I was saying is I don't think that we are going to know if this is going to pay dividends. But it could. And so since it could, I'm okay. I'm actually encouraged by them doing it. Much like the Rodgers thing, when we were talking about Rodgers not being there for OTAs, I couldn't tell you mathematically, scientifically, how much it would benefit the team if Rodgers had showed up for OTAs. I was at least aware that there could be an intimidation factor, and the guys have since confirmed it, right, that it might have been tricky or tough to kind of approach Rodgers just because of their age difference. But even if it was incremental, even if it was a small benefit to the growth of the team, to the betterment of the team, why not do it? So that's where I come down on this as well. Why not? Why not hang out on Memorial Day weekend? Why not get together? Why not build that chemistry? Why not maybe take incremental steps towards having a better team in the fall of 2023? So I am pro hangout. I am pro get together, just like you are, Chu.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to mean. I don't.
It's fun playing with your buddies after hanging out and stuff like that. It's just a lot of the pressure is gone because you don't have to walk on eggshells because 12 isn't here anymore. You know, they can go back. Now, they're going to get yelled at the season, but you got. And I go back to Brett early on when he used to tackle guys in the end zone. That was real. That wasn't fake. Now, he wound up hurting, I think, Daryl Thompson one time, and Holmgren said, enough. But, I mean, to me, it's just these last couple years didn't seem like everyone on the team was having fun.
And you're saying that is important to success.
And I think it is. Yes.
Let me ask you this. A.J. Dillon, one of the guys who was there in Door County, you know, mayor of Door County and whatnot. Is he the guy who has to take the biggest leap in 2023? Or are there other players on this roster who need to take a bigger rebound, if you will, who need to rebound from the season that they put up last year?
Yeah, because if you're trying to be the face of the team, which he is a little bit, right? He's a character, nice guy. But you haven't taken that next step, then guys kind of discount what he's saying. If he is a leader in the locker room, you know, it's like, dude, you're not that. When we had a handful of them early on in our career, guys that were just, you know, when they get up in front of the room, you're not going to listen as intently as, say, like a Bakhtiari or a Preston Smith or something like that. So, yes, I agree that he is. I think he's the person that has to make the next step, or he's not going to be around.
Let me throw a couple other names at you, because I have seen A.J. Dillon's name mentioned as a guy who must have a rebound, who must rebound in 2023 in order for this team to have the level of success that they should have. Josh Myers on that list. Josh Myers, who they have been rotating out at the center position, trying other guys there. Josh Myers with a new quarterback behind him. Does he need to have a rebound? And is it bigger than the rebound?
No, I still think A.J. Dillon's the biggest, because we all think Aaron Jones is not going to be here next year, right? Now they have to know who's the featured back. And right now, I don't think A.J. Dillon can be a featured back. I just don't think he can be the guy. The best he's going to be is a number two.
Here's another name for you. Darnell Savage.
I think they're out on him. I think they knew they made a mistake, you know?
So
you can tell when a player peaks, you know?
Really?
Oh, sure.
How?
Because he gets benched and he stinks. That's the best he is. Like, I thought he was going to actually be a pretty good player after his rookie year and then never went anywhere. I don't know if it's because his work ethic or what it is, but it's a lot like, who's the safety they traded to Washington? Clinton Dix. We thought he was going to be a real good player, and then he just plateaus.
I thought HaHa got better when he went away.
He didn't play much longer.
And then did he end up in Chicago?
He did for a season, yeah.
But he's out of the league, isn't he?
He's gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Life comes at you fast, huh?
Yeah.
Last name I'll throw at you, Kenny Clark.
Does Kenny Clark
need to have a rebound year in order for this team to have the success that, and again, success is all relative. Obviously, expectations this year are down.
For the amount of money he was paid, he should be a perennial Pro Bowler, and he's not. I don't know if he's one of these guys that got the money. He's like, I've arrived. But I don't think we've seen his best football yet, for whatever reason. I mean, obviously, the D-line is a weak part of the team, and he's not getting any help from the other guys. But
there's been a lot of talk about his versatility, though, Chu, as far as him being able to play in a lot of different places on the defensive line.
No, he's still a great player, but he's another guy that's got to take that next step in order for the team to be really good.
So if you were to power rank those four based on who needs to make the biggest jump, biggest rebound, again, we're not talking about like a Quay Walker, you know, because we give him the rookie pass last year. Of those four players, who did I say? A.J. Dillon, Kenny Clark, Darnell Savage, Josh Myers. Who needs to rebound the most?
A.J. Dillon, 1. Kenny Clark, 2. Myers, 3. And I think Savage is done.
Because you're saying they're out on him already. You're saying the book is out.
Yeah.
So they're going to take what they can get out of him and then move on when they can.
Yeah, they probably regret the fact that they gave him the 50-year option.
800-990-3776. A.J. Dillon, Chewy says, has to make the biggest rebound. It is most important for him to rebound in 2023. Who do you think needs to make the biggest rebound? Let us know. 800-990-3776. Have you guys tried Celsius Energy Drink yet? I tell you what, Celsius Energy Drink got me through my Memorial Day weekend, running from place to place in New York. And I got to get you that story. I got to tell you that story about going to New York to see the concert with Craig Karmazin. And I couldn't have done it without my Peach Vibe Celsius Energy Drink. I have one every Saturday morning before I hit the air for college football coverage. And it keeps me going throughout the entire weekend. Celsius is the essential energy drink that I choose to stay on top of it all. And you can find Celsius at your local Pick and Save stores or online at Amazon.com. Celsius Energy Drink. Celsius Energy Drink. Live fit.
I think it's deodorant, Gabe. Showering does nothing. It really doesn't.
You are wrong.
Because
you must be showering wrong.
On 94.5 ESPN.
to put together our list of the best Griffin in honor of Adrian Griffin getting the head coaching job for the Milwaukee Bucks. Peter Griffin coming in hot. A lot of people weighing in with Peter Griffin. But who do we... And I'm really disappointed that it's Del Griffith and not Griffin, because I really wanted Del Griffin to be on the list. But turns out that's not a real person, Jen. So that's going to be tricky, huh?
He would have won.
Well, Peter Griffin is really the leader in the clubhouse here. Merv Griffin. Merv Griffin, I believe, who's responsible for like Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, if I'm not mistaken. Archie Griffin, Robert Griffin III, Kathy Griffin, Eddie Griffin, Blake Griffin. Gryffindor. We have to decide. Ashley wants me to put an asterisk next to
Gryffindor.
And yeah, because that's not correct.
But it's Griffin.
Door. And it's also got a Y in there. And
But it's still Griffin. At least it's not Griffith.
Gryffindor is spelled with a Y.
Really?
G-R-Y-F-F.
Jehovah is spelled with a, what is it? I-H? I don't remember. So I did go to Taylor Swift this weekend. There's a lot of people asking on the Milwaukee, ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. I did, in fact, fly out on Saturday morning, took my sister-in-law, and we went and saw the show, the Taylor Swift show.
Was it awesome?
It was amazing. It was incredible. It was fantastic. I did not want it to end. And it went on for 3 hours.
That's now, a long time.
I've never been to a true like headlining concert, so I don't know, but that feels like a lot.
Doesn't it?
It does. However, for the money that people pay for concerts like that, hard to argue.
So we had this conversation about The Little Mermaid earlier because that movie was 2 hours and 15 minutes plus the previews, 2.5. So The Little Mermaid was 2.5 hours at the theater in the dark, hopped up on candy with my 5-year-old and 3-year-old. The Taylor Swift concert was 3 hours. I would do the Taylor Swift concert every day and twice on Sunday before I did Little Mermaid again.
How was Craig?
So good. So great.
You catch him moving his hips?
I did. I got him swinging a little bit to shake it off. Shake it off.
Well, that's a great song, though. Hard to argue him doing
honestly,
that.
Honestly, I mean, look, we danced the whole thing. Because, again, if you're going to go to a 3-hour concert, you better be invested and involved. But we did have a little mishap on the way to the on the way to the stadium. So my sister-in-law wanted to get there for the opening act, which went on at 6:30. We were staying at a hotel 17 minutes away. We were staying at a hotel at the airport just for convenience sake, not having to travel as much. And so I'm getting ready to go. It's taking me a little longer than it's taking her. So she offers to put the stadium into the Uber to order the Uber. So she punches MetLife into the app. Uber arrives. First thing the guy says when we get into the Uber, it's about 45 minutes. I say, what? 45 minutes? It's supposed to take 17 minutes. I said, traffic must be really bad. He said, yeah, there's always traffic in the city on the weekends. And I was like, yeah, but we're not going to the city, right? We're in New Jersey. We're at Newark. We don't have to go to the city. We're going to MetLife Stadium, which is famously also in, guys,
Jersey.
New Jersey. New Jersey. So the city's getting closer and closer. And I'm going, how is this guy taking us? Maybe he's trying to avoid the traffic, right? He's got this like secret New Jersey route to get from Newark Airport.
I just realized what he did.
Stiffen
you. Newark Airport to MetLife Stadium.
What?
So all of a sudden,
I know where this is going. So now Jen's got it finished.
All of a sudden, we're entering the Lincoln Tunnel.
What is he doing?
What is he doing is right.
Yes.
I go, why are we getting in the Lincoln Tunnel? The Lincoln Tunnel, which famously connects
to New York City,
New Jersey, yeah, to Manhattan.
Oh, my God.
He goes, you're going to the MetLife building, right?
Oh,
I
God.
Said, what?
Oh, my God.
We're going to MetLife Stadium. Oh, when we said we were going to the concert.
Oh, my God.
He goes, there's concerts everywhere in New York.
Not wrong.
I go, we're going to the Taylor Swift concert at MetLife Stadium. My sister-in-law goes, she put MetLife building into the Uber.
Okay.
That's so her fault. Yes.
Yeah, that's on
yes.
her.
Yes. Yes.
And you almost had a full screaming match probably with the Uber driver.
No. I was just, again, once I realized that she had put it in wrong, I was very like,
I was like,
no big deal.
I was like, even 17 minutes. From your hotel to MetLife is long. I thought that's more like a 12-minute
It's quick.
Or
it's quick ride. Should be a quick ride. Yes, of course. So when he told us it was 45 minutes, I was like, no. Well, it turns out he was right. So then we turned around after we got through the Lincoln Tunnel.
Oh, no.
It took us 27 minutes to turn around and go back through the Lincoln Tunnel. Now, to be fair, we were so far south at that point, or north, I'm not sure. but we were basically parallel to MetLife Stadium. Yeah. We were just on Manhattan instead of New Jersey. So once we got back through the Lincoln Tunnel, it only took us 11 minutes to get from where we were to where we needed to go. However, my poor sister-in-law had a panic attack in the car. She felt so bad about this honest mistake, right? She puts MetLife in to the Uber app. It jumps to the building, not the stadium. We're headed through the Lincoln Tunnel before we realize what in fact has happened. All's well that ends well, which sounds like it could be a Taylor Swift song, actually. We did make it to the show. We caught the opening act. Everything was fine. Everything was good. But it was one of those panic city for a good, whatever it ended up being, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, as we were headed to Manhattan instead of to MetLife Stadium.
Do people tailgate?
People did tailgate. And people also were just going and sitting in the parking lot of MetLife Stadium.
Just to listen?
Just to listen.
Okay.
Now, they were discouraged from doing that.
Yeah, you got to charge for that, though, right? To get into the parking lot?
Yeah, you pay for parking. But it's a lot more reasonable than paying for a ticket.
What's the point of that?
Because you can hear all of the songs right outside the stadium.
This is my problem with concerts, I think.
Why?
You can hear, if you're doing that, if you're going through the trouble to pay $60, probably more, I'm assuming, for parking, why not just go home and put on a Spotify playlist? Or go outside, go to a bar. I don't know. Like, that just seems pointless to me.
Do people tailgate and then not go to baseball games? Probably for big baseball games.
That seems,
right?
That seems pointless to me, too.
Because you can listen to it on the radio.
Yeah.
But at least you're sharing the communal experience. See, that's why what I would argue.
Why wouldn't you go to the stadium and listen?
That seems like a waste of money.
It's $60 compared to several thousand dollars to get into the show.
Yeah, you could just go home for free or go out somewhere else and spend less money.
See, now you sound like Chewy because he doesn't want to be around people.
Yeah.
No, it's not even about that for me. It's about I'm wanting the most bang for my buck. Am I being old right now?
Yeah, I think maybe I'm old. Because I'm not agreeing with you.
Yeah,
because
that's a
something
bad sign
I wouldn't
for
have
me.
To deal with any people. They'd all be in the stadium, but I get to listen to the music.
Exactly.
All right, I take it back.
They sat in their lounge chairs.
Yeah.
The other thing about the Taylor Swift concert is it's an event. Okay. Well, it was very joyful, very happy, a lot of emotion, people singing, people crying. People got dressed up. People were dressing up with like her eras, certain album covers.
What'd you go with?
I went with the Lover vibe, the Lover, which is like the purples and the pinks and the soft blues. We made bracelets. We made a bunch of string bracelets.
You have
beaded. I have tons of them.
I'm interested.
Well, do you have a favorite Taylor Swift song? I could maybe.
Do you
give
listen
you...
to Taylor Swift?
Who doesn't? Shake It Off, great song.
I mean, I listen to it if it's on the radio. I'd never put her on. Like,
yeah.
Show notes.
I'm not a Swiftie. I've actually said many times there's too much of her, but you know she's good. So.
Was it the best concert you ever been to?
It was up there. I mean, again, I've been to a lot of concerts, so I'm trying to think if this was the best, but it's definitely top three. Of everything I've ever been to.
Okay.
Again, I still think, guys, and I've said this to you before, Garth Brooks, him and a guitar on a stool in Las Vegas, it's hard to knock that off the pedestal. Right?
Okay.
Acoustic guitar.
Yeah, I'm not Garth Brooks guy.
It was amazing.
It was
fantastic.
I can appreciate talent. Even if I don't really listen to the music.
Is it even fair, though, Ashley? Is it even fair to compare a... small venue, now it's Vegas, so it's all relative. Small venue, Garth Brooks, to stadium tour, 3 hours long, choreography, you know, speakers blaring type. You know what I'm saying? It feels like those
would
be two separate categories.
My response to that would be price point, probably a big separator there.
I don't even remember what we paid to go to Garth Brooks.
And then Taylor Swift is what, $1,200 a pop or something like that?
Outrageous.
I'm not spending that.
Wait a minute.
Didn't you just spend that?
Yeah. I thought you said Gianna was going this weekend.
Well, that's me.
Yeah. Well, that's,
you know.
We know.
I don't have a problem paying for someone else. I just, there's no way. I could get a new weed whacker or a blower.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm with him on that. Yeah. That's $60
for
parking.
The going rate for blowers these days?
Sometimes less, sometimes more. It depends on what you're asking for. Depends on what you get.
Yeah.
So to be clear, Chewy and Ange did spring for Gianna to go down to Chicago this weekend for the Taylor Swift show.
She's very excited.
She should be. She's going to have an amazing time. She's going to love it.
limo, the whole
amazing,
the whole gamut.
We'll never forget, and you guys did that for her. So bravo, props to mom.
Way
and
to
dad.
Go, way yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, way to go. Finally,
I didn't really do a lot.
Hey, why don't you just take the praise?
Oh, we're trying to give you praise.
I didn't even know she was going till last night. Yeah.
I still got this hot dog sitting here. I suppose we will, in fact, figure out if I'm going to eat the hot dog.
Stop being a wimp, eat it.
Purse dog. We're calling it the purse dog,
yeah,
right?
Purse dog, yeah.
Should we name the purse dog?
Lunch or breakfast would be fine.
Vomit? Spillage?
You're very convinced I'm going to get sick doing this, huh? Very convinced.
I think it's a very, very
bad idea.
Poor.
Judgment.
Yes.
I'm excited. I'm excited for you to eat it.
Have I told you guys about the delicious pizza and Italian snacks you can find at Proof Pizza inside St. Kate? Now there's even more to be excited about. The restaurant has added a variety of new sandwiches to the menu. Available every day from 11 to 4, you can now enjoy items like the Red Rock Chicken BLT, the Meatball Hero, and so much more. Order from the counter at Proof or directly from the bar at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. Explore those new sandwiches and the rest of the menu at Proof Pizza MKE. That's Proof ProofPizzaMKE.com. I know where you should go for lunch today.
Who have scored the most points for the Bucks since the 2013-14 season?
I don't have a guess, Dad. Sorry.
All right, thanks for calling, Dad.
He wins. Let him win. That was the greatest call ever.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Back into the work week with a little Hughes Day here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Last night, you may have missed it, but I'm guessing you didn't. Heat knocking off the Celtics to advance to the NBA Finals. They will, of course, take on the Denver Nuggets. Gabe, we know, is rooting for the Nuggets. He was out on any Eastern Conference team once the Bucks were bounced. I'm in on the Heat. Call it my Jimmy Butler bias.
Did you put money down?
No. Did not bet on any of these games. That's not true. I bet on one of them. I bet on Heat to win, Jimmy to have 26, and Bam Adebayo to have 16. And that was another one of those games where they just absolutely slaughtered the Celtics. So yeah. Jimmy and Bam didn't even play like the entire fourth quarter. So I didn't hit on my parlay. Doesn't matter.
I didn't even watch this game because I thought it was a done deal.
That the Celtics would win or the Heat would win? Celtics at home, by the way.
I know.
Yeah, this was, to me, the ultimate best-case scenario. The Celtics come all the way back, get to play Game 7 at home, and then get curb-stomped.
Why do people hate the Celtics so much?
It's Boston sucks, man. Everything about Boston. Their fans, the people that come from there, Boston college grads. I mean, just the worst.
Okay. That's where we're going. Rot snots.
That's funny, though. That's good. Ooh, new paper tissue brand. Rot snots. Man, I got all sorts of ideas.
I love that. You're going to hand out napkins and say Rots Snots?
I got Rots Tots for when I open up a daycare.
For your snots?
Yeah. Rots Cots, bedding, and more.
I'm pretty sure you have to run it through Susie, the decision maker.
That's the meanest thing you've ever said to
him. I'm with Gabe. I have no idea. I thought Celtics-Denver would be a much more entertaining series, but I don't get the Heat. I really don't.
You don't get them?
How are they winning?
So
they lose Tyler Hero.
He really doesn't get it. I don't get it. That's exactly it. And that's why I said this merry band of misfits, right? They've talked all series long about how many of the guys were not drafted. Jimmy Butler was not good in those games that they lost, but he was good enough and they were good enough to obviously punch their ticket to the finals. And I think that, again, Chu, you have mentioned coaching. Mm-hmm. You have mentioned how good Eric Spoelstra is, how he's been able to get the best out of them. One of the things I saw headed into this game, maybe it was game 7, maybe it was game 6, Ashy, correct me if you know, was that they decided not to watch film after one of the losses, right? Wasn't that the thing? Or was that the Celtics? One of the teams decided not to watch film, get together, hang out, just kind of like put it away, put it aside, and then came back. I think it was the Celtics, now that I mention it, which actually doesn't have as much cachet as it did when I thought it was the Heat. In any case, it does again show that the regular season doesn't mean squat.
It really doesn't. Really doesn't. But we had games, even when I played, we had Holmgren wouldn't want to watch the film at all. Just like, let it go.
Flush
it.
Yep.
We'll sit here all day just correcting everything because you guys were terrible and move on. But who do you think the majority of the country's pulling for? I do not like Jokic
are people watching?
For whatever reason.
Are people going to watch? And I don't mean that like in a negative way. Like, I have no interest in this series, and I love the NBA. I have no interest in this series.
Why don't you have interest? That's, part of, I think, what we got to nail down.
Is the Heat. I'm not buying into the underdog thing. I honestly
think
they
just won three series in a row.
Sure, and they should have probably lost every series. I don't think it's an underdog thing. I think they just caught teams at the right time. I think that's just I think that's the definition of getting hot in the playoffs. It's like it happens to hockey all the time with the
baseball.
Hot goalie. Baseball, great example. Yeah. I honestly don't think that they're a finals team. They just are a finals team. I know that sounds dumb, but like I think people understand what I'm saying.
But they've been on the doorstep. Hold on. The Heat have been on the doorstep of this type of championship run for years now.
Yeah.
I mean, in the go back to the bubble. Right? I mean,
now the easy argument there is bubble, though.
Right, but then the next year wasn't there. There have been circumstances surrounding
this
Heat
team. They got swept by the Bucks.
There have been circumstances surrounding this Heat team. It does feel like every year where, I mean, wasn't there like a three-pointer or something? Like, there have been little things every year where this team has been showing that they are at least in the conversation for a championship.
Sure. I just don't buy into it being an underdog narrative, so there's nothing really drawing me to it. People already know how I feel about Jimmy Butler. I feel like I need to probably end that feeling, but out of stubbornness, respect to Gabe, obviously, I'm not going to end that.
But
Jokic, he's not fun to watch for me.
The years they've lost prior to this, their roster was better.
Correct.
Much better.
Correct. I'm not disagreeing with that.
I just don't know how they're doing it, and I kind of like it. I'm pulling for him.
I think it's because of the underdog factor. Again, look, I cannot dismiss the Jimmy Butler Marquette thing. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Having covered him at Marquette, he obviously represents the university that I went to, that I take great pride in. I love the basketball program at Marquette. So there is always going to be that thread that connects us. That being said, I love a good underdog story.
Yeah.
What I don't love is people trying to water down the underdog element of the Heat.
Like Ashton's doing.
I went back and checked the odds for the Heat to win the title. At the beginning of the season, +130, is this right? 13,000. 13,000.
That's 1,300. You said 1,300.
1,300. 13,000.
So we're 13 to 1 odds.
No.
130.
Which number are we going with? 1,300 or 13,000?
Well, how about the correct one?
I don't know what the correct one is.
1,300. Three zeros.
Yeah, it's a lot. Not a good team.
Well, how about the fact that they had a 3% chance to beat Boston?
According to ESPN analytics.
Yes.
Now, 3%. That number did change as the series went on, as you can imagine.
Okay, fine. Then they're an underdog team. Why don't they feel like an underdog?
Because of Jimmy Butler, superstar status.
Mm-hmm.
Because
every
always
team
tell
has a
me,
superstar.
But Ashy always tells me that in the NBA, it's where a superstar can make the most difference, right?
We'll see if they win the title, but I still don't believe that he is.
You don't believe that Jimmy Butler is a superstar?
Mm-mm.
Why?
He keeps getting to the doorstep, can't do it. He is not on the same level as Giannis, Kevin Durant. Yeah, 100%. I will eat my words. I'll buy a Jimmy Butler jersey.
But Jokic? Is Jokic a superstar?
Yes.
Interesting.
Well,
went to MVPs.
Is that just because he has the MVPs?
Yeah. And also, I think you can win a title with just him as
the guy. Is Embiid a superstar?
Yes.
So Jimmy Butler, you're saying, is not that level, but he's knocking on the door.
Right there. Second tier.
If he wins a title, will you put him in the club?
I'll think about it.
No, Butler's as good as Embiid.
I don't know.
They're both same level superstars. Now Giannis is a click above.
That's what I'm saying.
And Jokic is a click above.
You've got Giannis, Jokic, Steph in his peak, not anymore maybe, but Kevin Durant. Like, to me, those are the guys. LeBron, those are your superstars.
Can't you just be the type of player, type of person who thrives on being the underdog, who thrives on people doubting you, who thrives on... I mean, look, Aaron Rodgers has famously had the chip on his shoulder his entire career.
Yeah.
We have talked about guys manufacturing slights in order to create that dynamic. In the Heat's case, they don't need to manufacture it. It just exists. 3%. ESPN analytics. +13,000.
But I feel like they just... An underdog.
Vegas odds.
Whenever I think of underdogs...
They're an underdog, Ashy.
I know they're...
How can't you call them they're an underdog?
They're actually an underdog in game one against the Nuggets. I think I saw Nuggets open at -350.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The way I always think of underdogs as it has to have like the feeling to it. Like, oh, there's these great stories with the underdog. I don't get that with the Heat. I just get that they were an underachieving regular season team who is now overachieving.
Ooh, that's interesting. So the difference between being underachieving and then overachieving versus being an underdog.
Expectation-wise, yeah.
It all goes back to expectation, right?
That's how I view it.
Which I think is a conversation you could have about the Green Bay Packers as well this year. Like, if the Green Bay Packers rattle off a bunch of wins this season and surprise everybody, will you say that they were an underdog, or will you say that people just underestimated them?
Underestimated.
That's a great question.
I'd say underestimated, and I would say put that number at 9. Like, if they win 9 games, I will be shocked. Shocked.
And you'll say that you underestimated them as opposed to them overachieving.
Yes.
Or is it a combination of both?
A little combination, but the fact that they're so young and were able to figure it out, because I go back to when I was in my second year, I still didn't know crap. Most guys really don't. You know, it takes a while to get that knowledge. So, I will be blown away.
The fact of the matter is, all disappointment is relative to expectation. I'm going to say that again. All disappointment is relative to expectation. It is why the pain of the Milwaukee Bucks getting bounced in the first round to the 8-seed Miami Heat was so significant, was so heavy, because expectations for that Bucks team were through the roof.
But
right?
Don't we have to...
expectations for this Heat team were what?
Nothing. Right?
Basically.
So is the celebration, the joy, inverse to the disappointment? If you have no expectations for a team, like a lot of people did for the Miami Heat, and they keep exceeding expectations and exceeding expectations and exceeding expectations, can't you get on that joy bandwagon? Right? I think the joy is inverse to the disappointment. We had no expectations for this Heat team. Now they're in the finals. That to me feels like...
which makes the loss feel a little more palatable.
I think for some people it does. I think for some people it does, Chew, for sure. I think if the Heat go on to win the whole dang thing,
then it's,
and you can chalk it up as a team of destiny. You can chalk it up like this Heat team was just clicking at the right time, put it all together. Hell, lost their, what was Hero, second or third leading scorer on the team, depending on, I'm guessing, Bam, right? Tyler Hero was probably the second or third leading scorer on the Heat, and then he went out, been out the whole time. Which, by the way, did I see a report that said that he may be back for the finals? He's going to try to give it a go.
What do you do, break his wrist?
Yeah, is that like the most miraculous thing ever? How do you come back from a... how many weeks has it been since Tyler Hero broke his wrist against the Bucks?
Six?
Eight? I don't even know. What are we looking at? 2 months?
Yeah. So 6 weeks typically for a break, right? Yeah. So I guess, no, I'm not too shocked by it. But I mean, you'd think after not shooting for 6 weeks, you'd kind of lose your shot. I don't know. I think it's an unbelievable story.
I think it's going to happen.
I think it's an unbelievable
story. And I think it's going to happen, Chu.
I think it
like
is too.
Everything is working.
The stars
and people are
going to
say the same thing they said about this Heat team as they said about the Heat versus the Nuggets, as they said about the Heat versus the Celtics. Celtics have a better team. Celtics should win.
Yeah.
Every time these two teams step on the floor, the Celtics should win, but didn't happen. And I think people are going to look at Jokic and the Nuggets and say the same thing. And it is only going to fuel the Jimmy Butlers of the world even more. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We roll on right after this.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Any of those things, because it's like... I'm sorry, I'm burping up my apple right there. That's what that was. I wasn't pausing for effect. I literally was burping
my
apple.
Can we just go to break?
No.
On 94.5 ESPN.
For many of you guys to start looking for a new house. And step one, of course, is a mortgage pre-approval with my friends over at Great Midwest Bank. GMB's mortgage application process is so easy. You can apply online in just minutes. You will work with one of GMB's friendly loan officers throughout the process, maybe even Rachel Salter at the Heartland branch. She describes herself as personable, creative, detail-oriented, and I love that because I want somebody who is going to take care of all of the little details, find creative solutions, and is down to earth when I have something as intimidating as a mortgage pre-approval. If you want that feeling of banquility when financing your new home, stop in at your local branch or head to greatmidwestbank.com to apply online. That's greatmidwestbank.com. Visit greatmidwestbank.com to get started on a home mortgage loan. We put it on the poll this morning. Who is the Packers player that needs to rebound the most this season. 54% of the vote says Darnell Savage too, and you kind of wrote him off. You kind of said that book is written. He is what he is.
He's been declining, you know, to where they finally benched him this last year. I just don't see him recovering. I see more of a ha-ha Clinton Dix type of deal.
Type of path?
Yeah.
Type of journey? We also were talking about the Bucks' new head coach, Adrian Griffin. Are you more excited or nervous? Obviously, this is his first head coaching gig in the NBA. 55% of people saying nervous, 44% of people saying excited. And we have been asking you where he ranks on the Griffin power rankings. And who were some of those people we had? Peter Griffin. Peter Griffin is getting all of the votes. Every single person out there is telling me Peter Griffin, Peter Griffin, Peter Griffin.
So, do you watch Family Guy?
I have. I loved it for a long time.
I haven't watched it in years.
But I was into it for a really long time. I went as Stewie one year for Halloween. I'll have to show you that picture. I made the face and everything. Paper mache. Hangers. Paper mache.
Yeah, if you could send us that picture, it'd be awesome. Just it. No reason at all. Just curious.
Post it online. I'll find it for you. I'll send it to you. I think Adrian Griffin's got to be up there. Top five? Top five all-time Griffins? Got to be a little
early.
Above
how many years
Blake
are we giving
Griffin,
him?
Right?
Yeah. How many years are we giving him?
How many ever Giannis needs?
Two?
One?
Two to win a championship?
The window is, I mean, yeah, I guess, because that's what Giannis has left before he's going to make a decision. But shoot, if it goes bad this year, that's it.
Well, what about Giannis's steps to success?
Well, we'll see.
Let's see if Giannis has a...
You want me to be the guy that's the only person saying something bad about Giannis?
Again, I have adamantly and openly disagreed with Giannis's there's no failure in sports. But it'll be interesting to see if he applies that to Adrian Griffin's tenure in Milwaukee, or if he expects Adrian to be the missing piece that gets them to the title this year.
I would be curious if and when Adrian Griffin is actually officially announced and they have the opening press conference. Like, I'd be curious if Eric or somebody else is going to ask, hey, man, what's the window for you? Like, do you feel extra pressure?
I think that's a great question. I think it's a fair question. I don't think that's out of line, out of bounds. Ask the guy, what is the goal? I mean, obviously, he's going to say that winning a championship this year because they have all these pieces in place. But if they don't, if they fall short of that, does Giannis then chalk it up as to steps to success?
Yeah, I would think so. The thing is, we're not going to know until, March or April? Because regular season doesn't matter.
It doesn't, however, to me, in this case where it's a brand new coach,
it does.
You want to know.
Again, data points. You're going to be taking things from every single outing, from every single game, from every single quarter and seeing data points. How did this guy handle in-game adjustments? You know, what did the half-court offense look like? What were some of his defensive sets, right? You're going to be taking that information and comparing it to what the Bucks have done in the past to what they are currently doing. We put it on the poll as well. Is a horse-drawn carriage a romantic thing? 62% of people saying no. And it's not.
No.
Between the horse, and again, it's not the horse's fault that it smells. It's just a horse. They smell. Speaking of smelling...
Eat the hot dog. Just, Jen, you have to eat it.
Oh, I just got the jeeks.
Yeah, you have to eat it. How's it taste?
This is a movie theater hot dog.
Man, just imagine if you had some rot sauce with that.
This is actually delicious.
Yeah, hot dogs are great.
I think I'm going to be okay, Chewy. I don't think I'm going to get sick.
Chewy, I think you owe me an apology.
Why?
Because I'm the official Wiener King of Milwaukee.
He's the hot dog guy.
Yeah, and that
Wait a
clearly
minute.
Just
Did you worked. Just dub yourself Abe Froman?
I did not. I've been called that recently. I've been called
Abe
the Wiener King.
The Wiener Froman? King?
I've been called the Wiener King of Milwaukee.
The Sausage King of Chicago?
Yeah, I've been called the Wiener King of Milwaukee. Some people are saying that.
Wildy and Tausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great one, everybody.